We're going to be looking at the cross.
所以今天我们要看十字架。
And there's two parts to the finished work of the cross of Christ.
基督在十字架上完成的工作有两个部分。
And today we're just going to look at one part of that.
今天我们要看其中的第一部分。
And that's this side of the cross here.
是在十字架的这个右边这一部分。
In 2 weeks we're going to look at what Jesus did for us on this side of the cross.
然后两个礼拜之后呢，我们要看另外一部分。
And that's why in English you get those notes there too.
那在英文的讲义当中呢，你有一个图表。
It's a good overview of both parts of the cross.
他把这十字架两部分都很清楚地解释给你看。
Most Christians understand this part of the cross.
多数基督徒明白十字架的第一部分。
But most Christians seem to live in ignorance of the other work that Jesus did for us on the cross.
但是基督很多基督徒似乎对耶稣在十字架上所完成的另外一部分相当的无知。
Okay, so we're going to look at a few scriptures here.
我们首先看圣经的一些经文。
And this part, the cross, is Christ dies in my place to save me from the penalty of my sins.
今天我们要看的十字架的这一部分就是基督代替我死，拯救我脱离罪恶的刑罚。
And that's sins plural.
这个罪恶呢是一个复数字。
It's the bad things I do.
是我所做的坏事情。
Or the good things I should have done that I didn't do.
还有也包括我应该做的好事，但是我却不去做。
That's also a sin.
这也是圣经所说的罪。
Okay. So here's a few scriptures.
现在有一些经文。
Here's our first one.
第一个是罗马书。
God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So Jesus is taking our place.
所以耶稣取代了我们的位置。
Okay, and that's what we're going to be looking at.
那今天我们就要看这个重点。
So Jesus goes to the cross.
所以耶稣上了十字架。
In your place, in my place.
代替你跟我的位置。
I should have gone there.
我应该是上十字架的那个人。
Missionary in Africa was preaching the cross.
有一次在非洲的宣教士讲十字架的道理。
And the Holy Spirit was working so powerfully.
圣灵很大能的工作。
One of the people listening, all of a sudden he stood up and cried out.
其中一个听众就忽然站起来大声叫道。
Said, Jesus, down from that cross, that's my place.
他说耶稣啊，你从十字架下来吧，我应该在那里。
So he really understood what the cross was about.
所以他真正明白到了十字架到底是为什么。
Right? Jesus was dying for me while I was yet a sinner.
所以当我还是罪人的时候呢，耶稣基督就已经为我死了。
And much more now being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Once you understand the cross, you don't fear the wrath of God.
一旦我们明白十字架，我们就不再惧怕上帝的愤怒。
You're not looking for wrath.
我们不期待上帝的愤怒。
Jesus took the wrath you deserve.
因为耶稣已经取代了你配得的愤怒。
So you can experience God's grace.
好让你来经验上帝的恩典。
Okay. Who in his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
So whose sins did he bear?
所以他担当了谁的罪呢？
Ours.
我们的。
So that's just you, right? Not me, I'm a preacher.
好，只是你哈，不是我哈，因为我是传道人。
No, when we say our, that includes all of us.
所以当我说我们的，就包括所有的人。
All have sinned.
所有的所有人都犯了罪。
Jesus didn't have to go here.
耶稣不需要上的十字架。
The only reason he went here.
他唯一上去的原因是
was to save you and me from the wrath of God.
拯救你跟我脱离上帝的愤怒。
For Christ also has once suffered for sins.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦。
The just for the unjust.
就是义的代替不义的。
That he might bring us to God.
为要引我们到上帝的面前。
So he was the just.
所以他是那个义的。
He was the sinless.
他是那个无罪的。
But he's dying for me.
但是他是为我死。
I was the unjust.
我是那个不义的。
I was the sinner.
我是那个罪人。
Surely he has borne our griefs.
他诚然担当我们的忧患。
And carried our sorrows.
背负我们的痛苦。
And we didn't understand it.
我们却不明白。
We thought he was being stricken and smitten of God.
我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待。
Jesus didn't deserve what happened to him on the cross.
耶稣根本不配地承担在十字架上他所承受的。
He was sinless.
因为他是无罪的。
He's taking what you and I deserve.
他是取代了你跟我所应该得的。
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
那是他为我们的过犯受害。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
And the chastisement of our peace was upon him.
因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
And with his stripes we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
And we're going to see one of the most powerful ways the cross brings healing to us.
我们待会会看十字架怎么大有能力的把上帝的医治带给我们。
All we like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷。
We turned everyone to his own way.
个人偏行己路。
Right, just like Catherine was sharing, we like Adam and Eve, we wanted to do our own thing, not God's thing.
就像嘉玲刚刚分享的哈，亚当夏娃只想做自己的事情，而不是上帝要他们做的事。
But the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华确实我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
I like this picture. See, that's what you and I deserve.
你我很喜欢这幅图画哈，你跟我配得的是那个。
But God laid on Christ.
但是上帝却把 你我的罪放在耶稣的身上。
Okay. Now God been trying to teach this to mankind for thousands of years.
几千年来，上帝就一直把这个道理然后传递给人。
Right? When you sinned in Israel,
在以色列，假如一个人犯罪的话
，and most of the world understood this too.
那世界上多数人也都明白这一点。
Right? Once you sinned, there was only one thing you could do to get right with God again.
当人犯罪的时候呢，他只能做一件事情才来跟神和好。
Right? God said you got to bring a sin offering.
神说你要带一个这个无罪祭。
Right? A perfect, sinless lamb without spot or blemish.
这个赎罪祭是个没有瑕疵的羊或牛。
That never did anything wrong.
从来没有做任何的错事。
You're the one that did the sin.
你是一个犯罪的人。
But what can you do now to get right with God again?
但是你跟上帝和好是怎么方法呢？
Well, you have to bring this very valuable lamb.
要带一只非常有价值的羊过来。
God said there's only one thing you can do.
神说你只能做一件事。
Make sure the lamb is without spot.
首先这个羊本身是没有玷污的。
And then you confess your sins on the lamb.
然后你在这个羊身上呢，就承认自己犯的过错。
Now a lot of you have seen this.
很多人看过这个。
God does a miracle.
神就做了一件奇迹。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
只要你信，你就必看见神的荣耀。
This was the only thing a sinner could do to get right with God.
那罪人也只有这个方法才能够与神和好。
And once you confessed your sin,
一旦你承认了你的罪，
God did a miracle.
上帝就做一件奇迹。
He took the sin off you.
他把罪从你的身上拿掉。
And put it on that sinless lamb.
放到那个无罪的羊身上。
Okay. Jesus is the Lamb of God going to the cross in our place.
所以耶稣就是那个上帝的羔羊，上了十字架，取代了我们。
But there's two parts to the cross.
但是十字架有两个部分。
Next time we'll look at this part.
那下一次我们要看这第二部分。
Now you have no more sin.
现在我们无罪了。
But you're still missing something.
但是我们还缺少一些东西。
You're coming short of the glory of God.
因为我们还缺少了上帝的荣耀。
You need the power of God's Holy Spirit in your life.
我们需要上帝的能力，从圣灵来的能力，在我们的生命中。
So now you bring a burnt offering.
所以现在你拿一个燔祭。
And now there's no sin to confess.
那现在你到燔祭面前，你不是要认罪。
Now you're coming for something.
现在你要从这燔祭上取一些东西。
God, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
就是上帝啊，求你把圣灵来充满我。
And then God does another miracle.
那上帝就做另外一个奇迹。
He'll fill you with his Holy Spirit.
他用圣灵来充满你。
But that's this part of the cross.
那就是十字架的另外一部分。
But you can't get here until you understand this part of the cross.
但是必须先明白了第一部分，你才能够到达第二部分。
And we're going to be looking at both parts.
那我们会两个部分都看。
That's how your life changes.
这就是我们生命改变的一个原则。
But now we don't bring a lamb anymore.
我们现在不再把羔羊带到神的面前。
Jesus died on the cross as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
好，耶稣就是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And what God did for the sinner with those burnt and sin offerings.
那神用赎罪祭跟燔祭为罪人所做的。
He does for you and me through Christ on the cross.
他借着耶稣基督在十字架上来为你做。
Okay. So the first thing we have is conviction.
所以我们在十字架第一个看到的是什么？就是我们知罪。
Okay. Conviction that you're a sinner.
知罪，知道自己是一个罪人。
Jesus didn't come to save righteous people.
耶稣说他来不是救义人。
He came to save sinners.
他来救罪人。
If you don't think you're a sinner, you got no chance to get saved.
所以假如不自认为自己是罪人的话呢，你就没有机会得救。
So first we get conviction of sins.
首先我们知罪。
And this is different than feeling guilty for your sins.
那这个知罪呢，跟感觉罪恶感是不一样的。
Okay, guilt comes from the world.
这个罪恶感来自这个世界。
And conviction comes from the Holy Spirit.
但是这个知罪使你相信有罪呢，是来自圣灵。
Yeah, I studied psychology.
我学过心理学。
And most psychologists agree, nothing destroys the human personality quicker than guilt.
他们心理学家都同意，没有一件事情是比这个罪恶感更能够摧毁一个人。
Guilt leads to mental illness.
因为这个罪恶感或羞耻感会带领到精神疾病。
Right. Half of all the hospital beds in our country are mentally ill people.
在美国的医院50%的病人都是精神病患。
That's what the devil wants.
这就是魔鬼想要的。
He wants you to feel guilty for your sin.
他要你为你的罪感到罪恶。
He wants to make you emotionally sick.
他要你情绪上生病。
So you can't enjoy life and live for his glory.
好让你没有办法享受生命，为上帝的荣耀而活。
But the first thing that happens when you start understanding the cross.
但是我们明白十字架，我们第一个明白的事情是。
Is the Holy Spirit brings conviction of sin.
就是圣灵使我们知罪。
Okay? A genuine conviction of sins and the accompanying dread of being judged for them.
真正的知罪以及随之而来的因为惧怕。这个罪而受审判，是出自圣灵超自然的工作。
See, when you're just feeling guilty,
当我们有这个罪恶感的时候
，you just try and hide it.
有时我们会隐藏
，never talk about it, never confess it.
好，不想谈，也不想承认。
But when you get convicted of your sin,
但是当你深深知道自己犯罪了
，you realize this cross was really for you.
你会明白这个十字架真的是为了你。
And Jesus was taking your place.
耶稣取代了你的位置。
And you start fearing judgment from a holy God.
你开始惧怕从神来的这个审判。
That's what conviction of sins brings.
所以这个知罪就带来这样的一个结果。
I'm accountable to God for my sins.
我要对神负责，因我的罪负责。
And the proof that God will judge my sins.
而且神要审判我的这个罪恶的一个证据是。
Is the fact that even God's holy, sinless Only begotten Son.
这个证据就是上帝纯洁、圣洁、无罪的儿子。
Had to die the most horrible death in history because he was taking my sins to the cross.
必须用一种历史上最残忍的死法来代替我们。
Okay. And when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
圣灵来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So when we're faithful in preaching the cross,
所以当我们忠实地传讲十字架的道理的时候
the Holy Spirit starts convicting me of my sin.
圣灵开始使我们里面知道我们是有罪的。
And when he does that, I also get convicted that I'm under God's wrath.
当我里面知罪的时候呢，我也忽然明白我是在上帝的震怒之下。
Sin brings wrath.
好，罪会带来神的愤怒。
How can I escape the wrath of God?
我怎么逃避神的愤怒呢？
Okay. We become convinced we've offended a holy and righteous God and justly deserve eternal damnation.
所以我们开始知道自己冒犯了圣洁和公义的上帝，按正义来说，配得永恒的定罪。
See, when the Holy Spirit's working, I don't argue with God anymore.
所以当圣灵在我们心里工作的时候呢，我不再跟上帝争辩。
I quit thinking, you know, I'm a pretty good person.
我也不再想说我这个人还不错。
I'm so much better than Annie, aren't I? 啊，
我比我的太太好太多了。
Yeah.Doesn't work that way.
我不敢这么想了。
When we get convicted of sin, you quit comparing yourself with other people.
当神使你知罪的时候呢，你就停止跟别人比较。
And you start comparing yourself with the holy, sinless Son of God.
开始与上帝圣洁、没有罪的耶稣比较。
And compared to Jesus, there's no question I'm a sinner.
当我们跟耶稣比较的时候呢，我们毫无疑问知道自己是罪人。
So we start realizing the purpose and the horrors of the cross.
我们开始明白十字架的目的以及十字架的恐怖。
The purpose is to reveal God's judgment upon all sin.
那十字架的目的是显明上帝对所有罪恶的审判。
And make salvation possible for all men.
使救恩对所有的人来说都变成可能。
If there's one thing the cross proves,
假如十字架证明一件事,
it's that nobody will ever get away with sin.
那就是没有任何人能够躲避罪的刑罚。
There is a day of judgment.
有审判的那一天。
There is a day when every one of us will get exactly what we deserve.
那一天每个人都会得到他们所当得的。
And that's a scary thing.
那是非常可怕的一件事。
I don't want what I deserve.
我不要得到我应该得的。
I want mercy.
我要神的怜悯。
I want to be forgiven for what I deserve.
我要上帝赦免我做的事情。
But you see, the fact that Jesus had to die that death.
但是问题就是耶稣必须做这个死。
Is proof that no one can get away with sin.
就证明没有一个人能够逃避上帝的审判。
So even when Jesus takes my sin, he cannot escape the wrath of God.
所以即使耶稣取代了个位置，耶稣自己逃不了上帝的审判跟愤怒。
Sin is pretty serious.
所以罪是很严重的一件事。
This is the horrors of the cross.
所以这也就是十字架的恐怖。
My sins make me responsible for the death of the sinless Son of God.
我的罪恶要为上帝神圣的儿子的死亡来负责。
He went there for me.
他代替我去那里。
That means I'm responsible for his crucifixion.
换句话说，我要为他被钉十字架来负责。
Now sin gets pretty serious.
所以现在罪看起来相当的严重了。
And see, that's not guilt.
那不是一个罪恶感。
That comes as a conviction of the Holy Spirit that I'm responsible now for the death of Christ.
而是来自圣灵的一个让你的知罪，明白我要为他的上十字架来负责。
That's what it means when you confess, I believe Jesus died for my sins on the cross.
这就是当我们来到十字架前说，主啊，我承认你为我的罪死在十字架上的意思。
You might as well just say, I'm responsible for his death.
其实我们可以说，好，我要为耶稣的死来负责。
And then that brings us to the second thing.
那第二件事情呢，就是除了第一个知罪之外呢，第二就是要悔改，悔改我犯的罪。
Yeah, when the Holy Spirit convicts us, that'll lead us to genuine repentance.
当圣灵使我们知罪的时候呢，就引导我们进入真实的悔改。
So if you feel guilty about your sins,
假如我们觉得自己对自己的罪有一个罪恶感的话，
you're not going to repent.
我们可能不会悔改。
You just keep sinning.
或许就继续犯罪。
And then keep crying after you sin.
然后犯罪之后呢，就流泪。
Meet so many people like that.
很多人是这个样子。
Oh, they really feel bad about the bad they've been doing.
他们为自己做的错事情哈，常感觉很不好。
They'll confess with tears.
会流眼泪告罪。
But they never stop sinning.
但是不停止犯罪。
Why they just feel guilty about their sin?
因为这只是罪恶感的一个结果。
And it's destroying their personality.
也毁坏了他们自己的人格。
But what they need is a conviction of sin.
他们所需要的是真正从圣灵来的知罪。
That there is a judgment day.
有一天要受审判。
And either you can accept Jesus took your place.
好，你不是接受耶稣取代了你的位置。
That he took your judgment.
他取代了你的审判。
So you don't have to look forward to judgment.
你就不用预见这个将来。
So true repentance is a gift to God.
那真实的悔改也是上帝的恩赐。
Genuine repentance is the only way a sinner can prepare to meet God.
真实的悔改也是罪人唯一能够预备去见上帝的方式。
Right, we studied a lot about repentance a couple weeks ago.
几个礼拜以前我们讲了很多关于悔改的事情。
There's no other way to prepare to meet your God than genuine repentance.
好，真正的悔改是你唯一去遇见上帝的方法。
And flee from the wrath to come by repentance.
圣经说要借着悔改逃避将来的愤怒。
That's what John the Baptist said.
施洗约翰这么说。
His was a baptism of repentance.
他的洗礼是一个悔改的礼。
And then he asked the people, "Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?"
他问那些百姓，是谁指着你们逃离将来的愤怒呢？
In other words, genuine repentance is the only way to flee the wrath of God.
换句话说，真正的悔改才是逃离愤怒的唯一方式。
Genuine repentance includes a clear vision of crucified Christ on the cross.
真实的悔改包括首先看见十字架上被钉的基督。
Like Job, he says, "I heard of thee by the hearing of the ear."
就像约伯说的哈，我从前风闻有你。
But now my eye seeth thee.
现在亲眼看见你。
Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
When the Holy Spirit gives us conviction of what the cross was really about.
当圣灵 使我们看见十字架真正的意义的时候，
It will work in me a genuine repentance.
它会在我里面造出一个真正的悔改。
I no longer blame God or anybody else for all my problems.
我不再责怪上帝或任何人因为我的问题。
I accept full responsibility for my sin.
我接受我自己犯罪所有的责任。
There's a famous story of a famous preacher had a dream.
有一个很有名的传道人做了一个梦。
And in the dream, he was dreaming that he was seeing the Roman soldiers whipping Jesus.
在这个梦中呢，他看到罗马兵丁在抽打耶稣。
And in the dream, he sees that whip come down on Jesus' back.
在这个梦中，他看到这个鞭子呢抽在耶稣的背上。
And it was so vivid, he shudders.
那这个景象那么的鲜明哈，他开始发抖。
And he cries out to the soldiers, "Stop!"
他就大声的对这个兵丁说，住手吧。
But the soldier takes the whip again.
但是士兵呢又抽了一次。
And the dreamer yells out, "Stop! Stop!" But the whip comes down.
好，这个做梦的又说好，请你住手，住手。但是这个鞭子就这样抽下去。
And then he sees the whip coming back up again.
然后他看到这个鞭子又抽起来。
And his cries to stop are no use.
他不管叫他怎么住手的都没有用。
So he runs towards the Roman soldier.
所以他就朝这个罗马士兵跑过去。
To grab his arm to stop him from whipping Jesus.
抓住他的手。不让他继续打下去。
And just as he's approaching the soldier turns around.
那正当他接近这个兵丁的时候呢，这个兵丁把头转过来。
And then the dreamer recognized.
这做梦的人就发现。
It was himself that was whipping Jesus.
是他自己在抽打耶稣。
See, we're responsible for Christ's death.
所以我们要为耶稣的死亡负责。
Whose sins was he dying for?
他是为谁的罪而死呢？
Who was whipping him?
谁在打他呢？
If we had been there, it would have been us.
假如是我们的在场的话呢，可能打他的就是我们。
Genuine repentance includes forsaking sin.
真实的悔改包括放弃罪恶。
See, if you're just guilty over your sins, you don't have to forsake it.
假如我们只是有一些罪恶感，我们不一定放弃罪恶。
Yeah, you feel bad and you cry.
好，我们会感觉不好或是哭。
But you never forsake them.
但是没有放弃。
Suppose you had a child living a sinful life.
假如说我们有个孩子哈，过了一个罪恶的生活。
Man, you kick him out of the house.
你把他赶出去。
Or you threaten to kick him out.
或是你威胁说你再不听话就把你赶走。
Unless they change their lifestyle.
除非他们改变他们的生活方式。
But would you be satisfied if they came home every day in tears?
假如他每天回来流眼泪。
And they say, "Mommy or Daddy, I'm so sorry for the way I've been living."
他说我过的生活很对不起爸爸妈妈。
Right, but they never made any changes in their life.
但他们的生活从来不改变，你会满意吗？
Would you accept that?
你会接受吗？
No, of course not.
当然不会。
You think God would accept that?
你想上帝会接受吗？
No, of course not.
当然不会。
Right, and that's what conviction of sin does. It brings a genuine repentance that causes us to want to turn from sin.
这就是真正的知罪带领悔改，带领我们回转。
Okay. Genuine repentance includes restitution for sins we committed.
那真实的悔改也包括补偿向他人所犯的罪过。
Now, if you stole money from somebody,
假如你跟偷了别人的钱
right, even John the Baptist said, "Bring forth fruits worthy of repentance."
甚至施洗约翰都说，你们要结出悔改的果子。哈
If you stole money, you got to pay it back.
假如你偷了钱，你要还钱。Right.
Zacchaeus, what? He paid back four times anything he stole.
圣经上的这个撒该，他说，假如我偷了人什么钱，我还他四倍。
Oh, God forgave me. I don't have to worry about my sins anymore.
而不是说，哎呀，神赦免我哈，我不需要再担心自己犯过的错。
Yeah, I stole tons of money from people.
我跟偷了很多别人的钱。
But I'm forgiven now.
但是我现在被赦免了。
No, no. If you are convicted and repented, you will pay back every sin that you're able to.
好，假如说我们知罪又悔改的话呢，我们会还债的。
You make it as right as you can.
好，你要尽可能的去使自己的行为改正过来。
And what you can't do, God will take care of.
好，你没有办法改正的话呢，神会来帮你。
And that brings us to the next point.
好了，下一个重点呢。
Once you start repenting of your sin,
一旦我们开始悔改自己的罪
，because you don't want to be judged.
因为我们不要受审。
You don't want to be eternally damned for your sin.
我们不需要永恒因为罪而被定罪。
You don't want to go to hell.
我们不要下地狱。
But you know you're in trouble because it's your sins that crucified Christ.
但是我们知道我们有麻烦，因为是我们的罪钉死了耶稣。
So then the Holy Spirit's going to show you the blood of Jesus.
然后圣灵就要把耶稣的宝血显明给你看。
That's what takes care of the sin problem.
那个血呢，解决了罪的问题。
When we repent, the Holy Spirit reveals to us the awesome power of the blood of Christ.
所以，当我们悔改的时候呢，圣灵向我们开启基督的血的伟大能力。
Now, I don't know if I can get excited enough about the blood.
好，我不知道我的兴奋还够不够讲这个保险。
But when you experience the power of the blood to cleanse you of all your sins, you can never be quiet about it.
但是当你经验了神的宝血洗净你一切罪的时候呢，你就不能沉默了。
Why has the cross become such a powerful symbol?
为什么耶稣的血成为这么大有能力的象征？
Because there's such a powerful life-changing transformation that takes place through the cross.
因为借着十字架上的流血带来一个生命强大的改变能力。
By faith in the blood, I experience the purpose of the cross.
信靠耶稣的血呢，我就能够经历十字架的目的。
The blood cleanses me from all my sin.
圣经上说，耶稣的血洗净我一切的罪。
See, I don't try and hide my sin anymore.
我不再隐藏自己的罪。
God can't cleanse excuses.
上帝没有办法洁净所有的这个借口。
If you didn't sin, there's nothing He can cleanse.
假如我没有犯罪，神就没有什么可以洁净。
But as soon as you start acknowledging your sin, now He can cleanse it.
但一旦我们承认自己的罪的时候呢，神就可以来洁净。
Okay, and what sin does He cleanse me from?
他洗净我什么样的罪呢？
All right, let's read it all together in English.
让我们一起用英文来读。
If we walk in the light,
假如我们行在光明中。
Together, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from some sin. What does it say? Okay, now this can get a little complicated. What does that mean in Greek?
这个一切的最好在希腊文里面是什么意思？
Right, what is all in Greek?
All, 这个全部的在希腊文里面什么意思？
There you go. All. Yeah. Why do you have so much trouble believing this?
就是所有哈，我们不要不相信。
How much of your sin is He cleansed?
这个宝血洗净多少罪？
How much of your sin is He forgiven?
你的多少罪他来赦免了？
Only the sins you committed before you got saved?
是你在得救之前所犯的罪吗？
Talk to me. You should be saying, no, Pastor Ray.
不是，不只是过去犯的罪。
How about the sins after you got saved? Does He cleanse those?
他是不是也洁净你？
Yeah, that would be included in all, right? How about the sins people committed 100 years ago?
那人们一百年前犯的罪呢？
Does He cleanse all those sins?
他是不是也洁净那个罪？
Well, is that included in all?
是包括在所有的里面。
How about the sins you're going to commit tomorrow?
那至于你明天要犯的罪呢？
Or maybe the sins you're going to commit complaining about the food after church.
或是你教会完后你抱怨这个食物不好吃的罪。
Did He die for those sins?
他是不是也为那个罪死了呢？
Did He cleanse those sins?
他是不是也洁净那个罪呢？
Yes. He cleanses us from all sin. Say it. He cleanses me from all sin. Okay.Once you believe that, you'll never be the same again.
一旦你相信宝血的功能，你就不再一样了。
By faith in the blood, I experience the purpose of the cross.
所以信靠耶稣的血呢，让我经历十字架的目的。
The blood allows me to come into God's presence.
耶稣的血也容许我进到上帝的面前。
Having therefore boldness to enter into the holy of holies by the blood of Jesus.
弟兄们，我们经耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
See, the blood allows you to come into the presence of God.
所以神耶稣的宝血容让你进到神的面前。
Because it cleanses the sin away.
因为它洗净了你的罪。
That's why the cross is so powerful.
这就是为什么十字架的能力是这么强大。
John Williams, he was a preacher in the Pacific Islands.
在太平洋岛屿里面的一个传道人叫 John Williams.
And he met a man who came up to him.
有一次他有人来找他。
And was very excited. Said I had a really powerful dream last night.
那这个人说，哎呀，我要跟你分享，我昨天晚上有一个很好很好的梦啊。
Said I dreamed I was on a long journey to my final home.
他说我在走到一个到我最后的家的这个路上。
But before me was a huge mountain barring my path.
但是在我面前有个大山哈，是我走不过去。
I started climbing the mountain, but it was so steep.
我开始爬山，这个山非常的陡。
And its rough stones were cutting my feet.
然后那边山上的岩石呢，开始割我的脚。
I fell back down to the base of the mountain, exhausted.
我跌落到山脚下，非常的精疲力竭了。
Again and again, I tried to climb up to the top to the other side.
我又一再的不断往上爬，想要爬到另外一边去。
The struggle was useless.
但是我的努力的都没有用。
Then as I looked up,
但是当我往上看的时候，
I saw a drop of blood fall from the sky.
我从天空看到 一滴血滴下来。
It fell on the top of that mountain.
这个血呢滴到山顶上。
And all at once, the mountain started to melt away.
忽然之间，这个山就开始融化了。
Pretty soon the mountain was gone.
然后很快这个山就不见了。
And hope and joy filled my heart as I started on my journey again.
所以我在走道路上的时候呢，我有希望，我有喜乐。
And then the man said, I know the mountain was my sins.
那这个人就说，我知道这座山是我的罪。
And it blocked my way into God's presence.
这个罪阻拦了我到上帝面前的这条路。
But that blood of Christ has removed every barrier between me and God.
但是这滴血呢，挪除了所有拦阻在我跟神之间的这条路。
That's the power of the blood of Jesus.
这就是耶稣宝血的功效。
Faith in the blood saves me from the horrors of the cross.
而信靠耶稣的血也拯救我脱离十字架的恐怖。
Much more than being now justified by His blood.
现在我们既然靠着他的血称义，
we shall be saved from wrath through Him.
就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm saved from the wrath of God.
是跟你旁边的人说哈，我从我的罪的这个愤怒当中呢。
That's what the blood does.
好，上帝的血就有这样的功效。
Yeah, we're learning that in Sunday school.
我们在主日学也在学到这一
点。We're giving a plug for Sunday school. Come to English Sunday school next week if you speak English.
好，那下个礼拜，假如你是说英文的，也来参加英文主日学。
Learn why you don't have to look forward to going through the time of the wrath of God.
在主日学中来学习为什么你可以不要经历上帝将来的愤怒。
Okay. Now, illustration here. A word that I always had to struggle understanding.
有一个字我以前不太明白的。
Jesus is our propitiation.
所以耶稣是我们的挽回祭。
Okay. Now,Propitiation and mercy seat are actually the same word.
挽回祭跟施恩座在希腊文里面事实上是同一个字。
So this was the Ark of the Covenant.
你看到这个图画是右边就是约柜。
Inside the Ark was the law of God.
在约柜里面就是上帝的律法。
Every one of us broke God's law.
我们每个人都违反了上帝的律法。
So the law requires my condemnation for my sin.
所以根据这个律法呢，我的犯罪就要被定罪。
The wages of sin is death.
罪
The wages of sin is death.
罪的代价就是死。
Right? I deserve to go to the cross.
所以我是应该上十字架的。
Okay. But the mercy seat is the same word as propitiation.
但是施恩座呢，跟挽回祭是同一个字。
And what propitiation means is.
那挽回祭的意思是。
The wrath of God has been eliminated by the blood.
神的愤怒因为血的关系呢被解除了。
See, when God saw the blood of the innocent lamb,
所以当上帝看到无辜的羊的血的时候，
the sinner didn't have to worry about the wrath of God anymore.
罪人就不用再担心上帝的愤怒。
The lamb took the wrath.
因为这个羔羊承受了这个愤怒。
The lamb went to the fires of hell in the place of the sinner.
这个羊后来是要被火烧掉的。
So that the sinner,In the priest could go into the presence of God.
所以这罪人跟祭司可以进到神的面前。
So Jesus is the propitiation for my sins.
所以耶稣为了我的罪成了挽回祭。
Means the wrath of God has been eliminated for me.
换句话说，上帝的愤怒因为血的关系已经排除了。
And here's how you can understand what that means.
我举一个例子。
Same word, mercy seat.
就是施恩座。
You could say Jesus is my mercy seat.
你也可以说耶稣是我的施恩座。
And God said, I will speak to you from the mercy seat.
神说我要从施恩座跟你说话。
And the mercy seat was sprinkled with the blood of the lamb.
而施恩座也是用羔羊的血所洒过的。
And when the high priest brought the blood and sprinkled it on the mercy seat,
当大祭司把血带过来洒在这个施恩座上的时候，
he could meet with God.
他可以与神相遇。
Same for us today.
那对我们来说，今天也是一样的。
In Christ now.
在基督里面。
Because I believe in the blood.
因为我相信这个血。
Jesus has become my propitiation.
耶稣成为我的挽回祭。
He has become my mercy seat.
他成为我的施恩座。
Not my throne of judgment.
而不是一个审判的宝座。
My throne of mercy.
是我的施恩座。
And I come to God to find mercy in my time of need.
好，在需要的时候，就在神面前祈求他的怜悯。
Okay, once I understand the blood, I believe what God says about the blood.
一旦我明白这个血呢，我就相信。
And this is always the hardest part for Christians.
对基督徒来说，这是最难的一部分。
It's not hard for you to understand what God says.
好，不，对上帝话语所说的话去相信不是那么困难。
What's hard is just I can't believe that.
困难就是不是说不容易懂，而是说很难去相信它。
Yeah, and God's very clear. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
圣经说信道是从听道来的，听从上，从听上帝的话来。
So true faith comes from one source, the word of God.
所以真正的信心是来自一个来源，就是神的话。
Abraham's our great example of faith.
亚伯拉罕是我们信心的榜样。
We're told for Abraham believed God.
圣经说亚伯拉罕信神。
And it was counted to him for righteousness.
这就算为他的义。
He was right with God because he believed what God said.
好，因为他相信神，这就算作他的义。
Do you believe what God says about conviction, repentance, the blood?
那你相不相信上帝所说关于知罪、关于悔改、关于血？
Abraham believed God.
亚伯拉罕信神。
Because he was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to perform.
他满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
See, that's what true faith is, believing is.
所以真正的相信就是这个意思。
God tells you what the blood does.
神告诉你这个血的功用。
And you believe it.
你就相信它。
And when you believe it,
当你相信的时候，
you will start experiencing it.
你就开始经验它。
So we need to believe what the Bible says.
所以我们要相信圣经所说的话。
But if we walk in the light, you should have it memorized now.
好，这节经文我们若在光明中行。
Okay. Chinese turn.
好，我们一起来念哈。
Read it together.
中文一起来，我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
You know what? You can go to a Catholic priest and be forgiven.
你可以去看一个天主教的神父，蒙他的赦免。
But it won't change your life.
但是不一定改变你的生活。
Because no priest, no human being can cleanse you from your sin.
因为没有任何一个人能够洁净你的罪。
This is what Jesus does.
这是耶稣才能做的事。
You're not just forgiven.
你不单单是蒙赦免。
The blood of Jesus also cleanses that sin away.
这个血呢，也洗净你一切的罪。
Now this is something you either experience or you don't.
好，这是你可以经验或是不去经验的事。
And what sin does he cleanse?
那他洁净什么样的罪呢？
Oh, how do you spell it? Okay, what does it mean? Oh, okay, it doesn't mean, like the devil loves to come and say, yeah, all but. Remember that time you mistreated your wife? Yeah, all but that one.
撒旦常常试探我们说，好，所有的罪，但是有一件事情。
Right, you remember that time you got drunk in college?
记不记得你以前在上大学的时候喝醉酒？
Right, and you went out and you did some stupid stuff.
你喝醉的时候做了一些蠢事。
Yeah, the blood cleanses you from all sin except those.
好，保险可以洁净你所有的罪，除了那一样。
See, the devil loves the word all but or all except.
好，所以撒旦喜欢所有但是。
Our problem is believing what God says.
所以我们的问题是相信上帝所
说的。He says the blood cleanses you from all sin, period. When he says all, he means all.
所以当圣经说是所有的话，一切的就是一切的。
That's your past sin, your future sin.
包括你的过去，还有将来的。
That's your sinful thoughts.
包括你的想法。
Your sinful deeds, your sinful words.
言语。
The blood will cleanse you of all sin.
这个保险可以洁净一切的罪。
Jesus said, "Did I not say if you would just believe, you'll see the glory of God?"
耶稣说，我不是说吗？你们只要相信，就可以看见神的荣耀。
The Holy Spirit makes this truth real in our experience as we appropriate it.
所以圣灵使这个真理成为我们的经历，当我们应用它的时候。
So once you believe,
所以一旦你相信了。
Faith will grab hold of the promise.
那信心就是 拿到了神的应许。
Grabs hold of the truth and says, God, I've got to have this.
捕捉到神的真理，然后说，上帝啊，让我经验。
God, you said the blood of Jesus will cleanse me of all sin.
你说神啊，你说耶稣的宝血可以洁净我一切的罪。
God, I believe what you say.
上帝，我相信你所说的。
Please cleanse me of that sin that keeps bothering me, keeps coming into my mind.
求你来洁净一直浮现在我脑海里的罪。
Cleanse me of that sin that's driving me crazy.
好，洁净一切。让我感觉很不舒服的罪。
Two essentials to appropriate our blessings in Christ.
好，应用基督的祝福的两个要点。
First one, you must have a revelation of what's already yours in Christ.
首先，我们必须看见在基督里面什么是我们已经拥有的。
Every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies is yours.
每一个在天上属灵的福气都是我们的。
But we're focused on the blood of Jesus here.
那今天我们注视的是神的宝血。
And that blood will cleanse you of all sin.
那个宝血洁净一切的罪。
Okay? We have a spiritual bank account in Christ.
我们在基督里有一个属灵的账户。
You're more than a billionaire.
好，你不只是一个百万富翁。
And it's all in Christ.
都在基督里。
Okay? And there's second essential is you must become aware of our need to claim the promise.
那第二个要点就是你必须意识到支取应许的需要。
So in Christ, I have everything I will ever need to live for the glory of God.
所以在基督里，我已经拥有一切为神的荣耀而活的。
But until I realize I have a need, I'm not going to make a withdrawal.
但是我不知道我有需要的存在，我就不会去取款。
If I'm starting to lose my mind,
假如我开始变得神经错乱,
I need to realize that Jesus gives me a sound mind.
我要知道耶稣会给我一个健全的心灵。
And I appropriate a sound mind. Lord, give me that sound mind. I'm going crazy here.
你可以这个时候应用在基督里的这个健全的心思意念，说主啊，我现在神经不太清楚，请你求你给我一个健全的心思。
Or you got unforgiveness, it's killing you.
或是你里面不愿意赦免别人。
Unforgiveness will make you sick.
这些不愿意原谅别人会让你很病态。
Okay, and now you realize, wow, I have all the forgiveness I could ever need is mine in Christ.
你现在也明白，在基督里，我可以支取这个原谅的力量。
God, I can't find it in my heart to forgive this person.
神啊，在我自己的里面，我没有这个能力去原谅别人。
Who knows what evil might have been done to you?
谁知道你所经历的是多么邪恶的一件事情。
Don't give them power over your life.
但是不要让他们掌控了你的人生。
Take hold of the forgiveness of Christ.
好，要接受在基督里的赦免。
Oh Lord, give me your forgiveness and empower me to forgive this person.
求主将你那个赦免的能力赐给我，使我能够去原谅别人。
God's going to deal with them. Their judgment day is coming.
好，在审判的那天，神会处理那些问题。
But don't let unforgiveness make you sick.
但是不要让不饶恕使自己变成一个病态的现象。
You have an unlimited account of forgiveness in Christ.
我们在基督里面有一个随时可以支取的一个账户。
And when you need more forgiveness than you can find in yourself.
好，当我们需要超过自己能力所能给予的饶恕的时候。
Come to Jesus.And receive it from him.
好，来到耶稣面前，从他里面得着。
Everything you'll ever need, you're going to find in Christ.
我们在生活中所需要一切，我们可以在基督里面找到。
And when you appropriate, you withdraw, you receive what it is you need.
所以当我们应用的时候呢，我们就是支取从耶稣那里来的所有的属灵的福气。
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow.
我们的血虽如朱红，他们必成为雪白。
And he cleanses you.
他洁净我们。
So when you appropriate it,
所以当我们应用的时候呢，
what you find out is, wow, the stain is gone.
我们会发觉说这个玷污不见了。
The power of the memories, it's gone. I'm free.
好，我一些很不好的这些记忆呢，也都没了。
That weight of sin.
那个罪恶的这个重担也没了。
I always tell people, you know, for years, like 28 years, I carried the weight of the world on my back.
我常跟人讲哈，就是在我人生28年中呢，我常常觉得身上带着全世界的重担。
That's why I still got bad posture.
这就是为什么我的背那个姿态不好。
Then one day, I realized the power of the blood of Jesus.
那有一天我明白耶稣宝血的大能。
And that burden was taken off my shoulder.
那个重担就从我的肩膀给散掉了。
I could stand straight again.
我可以再一次直直的站立哈，对着神看。
And though I had heard of him by the hearing of the ear,
虽然我曾经风闻有他,
but It was that moment when I saw the glory of God lift the burden of my sin.
那在我的重担解除的那一刻，我看到上帝的荣耀。
Cleansed from sin and cleansed from guilt.
我的罪得到洁净，我的罪恶感也得到洁净。
Why is it so important to experience this supernatural cleansing from guilt?
为什么经验这个罪恶和罪恶感超自然的洁净是那么的重要呢？
Okay, especially here in America.
特别是在美国这个地方。
They got a minor in psychology.
我在大学的时候，这个副修是心理学。
I worked in a psychiatric hospital for a while.
我在一个精神病院工作了一段时间。
It was a full-time volunteer because it was right next door to where my dad worked.
那这个精神病院就在我爸爸工作的隔壁，所以我当义工，全时间在那边当义工。
Psychiatrists tell us and doctors will say that unresolved guilt is the number one cause of mental illness and suicide.
那精神科医生他们都说好，没有获得解决的罪恶感是造成精神疾病与自杀的首要原因。
You did something you regret.
你我们做了一些自己后悔的事情。
And now you're finding it so hard to live with yourself.
你现在发觉我跟自己很难相处。
And psychology has no answer.
而心理学没有答案。
Believe me, I know.
啊，你要相信我，因为我知道。
One reason I got that second degree in psychology was because I was looking for answers.
好，我为什么学心理学做我的副修呢？因为我在找人生的答案。
Okay. When I worked in the hospital, I worked full time.
我在那个精神病院全时间工作。
And they let me in on all the meetings.
他们让我参加所有的会议。
And my job was to become the patient's friend.
我的工作就是成为病人的朋友。
I'd become friends of a lot of crazy people before, so it wasn't hard.
那以前我也跟很多疯子做过朋友，所以对我来说，在精神病跟他们做朋友不是那么困难。
But this was a time when God was dealing with me about believing in Satan and evil spirits.
但这个时候的上帝要解决我对于相信魔鬼、相信邪灵、巫鬼、巫灵的这个问题。
And in our meetings, almost every patient it seemed had some kind of belief in black magic.Superstition. Some had killed black cats, but they had been involved in witchcraft or black magic in some way.
那在这些会议当中呢，几乎所有的病人都与这个魔术、这个魔咒，好，或是一些杀死黑猫啊这些行为有关系。
Now they wouldn't write that up because they didn't think that was important. It was just an observation we made in our meetings.
这是在会议当中的观察，但他们不会做记录，他们觉得这不是什么重大的事情。
And there was one girl that they discussed one time.
有一次就讨论一个女孩子。
It shares the power of alleviating guilt.
那这个女孩子好，她里面有很深重的罪恶感。
This was Long Island Jewish Medical Center, the psychiatric department.
这是在长岛的这个犹太人的精神病院里面。
And all these young people came in psychotic crises. They were totally out of their mind when they come into the hospital.
那这些病人进来的时候，他们的精神病相当严重的，完全失去自己的理智。
And this one girl that had come in, it didn't seem to be anything they could do for her.
那这个女孩子，他们觉得好像对她没有办法帮她的忙。
And then they got permission to give her sodium pentothal, which is truth serum.
那最后他们就是有得到允许，要给她一种药剂，使她讲真话的一种药。
They were hoping maybe there was something she could share under that she wasn't sharing in counseling.
那在开会的时候，她不愿意讲这些事情，所以他们说要给她打一个针，说明她打针之后她会讲实话。
And under that truth serum, she confessed to something that nobody knew about.
那在这个被打针之后，她讲了一句话，那是没有人知道的事情。
She had started a fire and it burned down a house.
她开始点火把一个房子给烧掉了。
And she could never tell anybody.
她没有办法告诉任何人。
And it drove her crazy. She went insane.
所以她开始有点发疯了，神
经错乱。She couldn't deal with the guilt.
她没有办法处理自己那个罪恶感。
And not being able to tell anybody what she had done.
而且不敢告诉任何人她自己做过的事情。
And I'll never forget them discussing in that meeting.
那我从来没有忘记在那次开会的时候大家讨论。
So it was like this.As soon as she confessed that, after she confessed it,
一旦她承认了之后,
it was like she was healed.
就好像她已经得到医治了。
And she was able to leave the hospital.
而且她可以开始离开医院。
In her right mind.
在她自己的一个神志清醒的
时候。Now that's apart from the power of Christ.
那这就是所谓的这个耶稣基督的大能的一点。
That just shows you how powerful it is when you're able to resolve.A guilty conscience.
这就是为什么基督宝血有这个能力呢？就是当我们可以解决自己一个深层的罪恶感，得到释放的时候。
And you don't take care of a guilty conscience by denying sin.
我们不是因为否认自己犯的罪而得到一个洁净，得到一个解脱。
By confessing it, acknowledging it, and asking Jesus to cleanse.
而是要借着承认，而且要求耶稣来洗净、洁净你的罪。
There's the glory of freedom from guilt.
这就从罪恶感中得到自由的一个荣耀。
How much more shall the blood of Christ?
何况基督借着永远的灵，
who through the eternal Spirit offered himself up to God without spot,
将自己无瑕无疵献给神。
Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
I can't help but wondering if the reason why only 10% of the people do 90% of the work in most churches.
有的时候，好，我不能不怀疑为什么在多数教会里面，10%的人做教会90%的工作。
It's because their guilty conscience is not setting them free to serve the living God.
是不是还有那90%的人还是有一个犯罪的心理，使他们没有办法自由地去服侍神呢？
And if you've experienced that cleansing,
那假如我们都经历了那样的一个洁净，
Oh my, how you want to serve him and glorify him and bring glory to his name and thank him and do whatever you can for what he's done for you.
难道你得了洁净之后不会像这个圣经所说，除了去你们死因，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？不管能做什么，你都会愿意来服侍神。
Have you really experienced the power of the blood to cleanse you from a guilty conscience?
那你是不是真的经验了神的宝血洗净你那个有罪的良心？
Because that blood cleanses you from all sin.
因为那个宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
That guilt doesn't have to drive you crazy.
那个罪恶感不会让你很不。神不舒服。
That unforgiveness doesn't have to send you into depression.
而且那个不愿意原谅别人的心都不会让你产生一个沮丧。
Jesus can set you free.
耶稣可以得你使你的释放。
So let us draw near with a true heart.
所以让我们用存着诚心和充足的信心。
In full assurance of faith.
充足的信心来到神面前。
Like Abraham, you can believe the man who's willing to die for you.
就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们可以愿意为那个愿意为我们死的人而活。
And if Jesus says His blood will cleanse you from all sin, that's exactly what He means.
假如耶稣说他的血可以洁净你一切的罪，那么这就是事实。
Let us draw near, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience.
我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
Don't give the devil a handle in your life.
好，不要让魔鬼抓住了你的生活。
Don't let guilt destroy you.
也不要让罪恶感毁灭了你。
Accept your responsibility for the death of Jesus.
接受我们为耶稣的死要负上的责任。
And at the same time, accept the power of the blood to cleanse you from all that sin.
同时也接受耶稣的宝血洁净我们一切的罪。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
Lord, salvation is a miracle from beginning to end.
救恩从头到尾都是一个奇迹。
Lord, we don't know how the blood of Jesus can cleanse us from all sin.
主，我们不明白耶稣的宝血如何能洁净我们一切的罪。
But we know it does.
但是我们知道它确实能够。
And we especially know it when we experience it.
特别当我们经历的时候，我们就知道它是有这样的能力。
Help us believe.
帮助我们能够相信。
Like that father that came.Crying out to Jesus for their child.
就像那个父亲为了孩子来耶稣面前求。
I believe, help thou my unbelief.
他说我信，但是我的信不够，求主帮助我。
Oh Lord, nobody here this morning.
主啊，没有人在今天早上。
Ever needs to find themselves in bondage to guilt.
需要知道自己还是受着罪恶的捆绑。
Ever needs to find themselves trying to hide from God like Adam and Eve.
也不要再像亚当跟夏娃躲避神。
Because we can come boldly into your presence by the blood.
因为我们可以靠着你的血坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
Help us just believe what you say in your word.
帮助我们相信你自己的话语所告诉我们的。
And you promised.
你也应许我们。
If we just believe.
只要我们信。
We will see the glory of God.
我们就必看见神的荣耀。
And I pray, Lord, that everyone here will claim the power of the blood to cleanse them completely from all sin.
求主帮助我们在座的每一位都能够支取你宝血的能力，洁净我们一切的罪。
Do it for your glory.
为了你的荣耀而行。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.